This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Disappearing texts, it seems, can make a whole lot of zeros appear after a dollar sign. Snapchat, the company that made its name by making texts and pictures disappear once they've been seen, is said to be looking for another round of venture capital funding, a round that would value the startup at $19 billion with a B dollars. That's basically double the valuation that Snapchat had just a year ago. Marketplace's Nova Sappho explains how the heck that math works.
Here's one thing that's changed.
We don't know how much they've grown their audience, but my guess would be is that it's big.
That's Julie Ask of Forrester Research. We don't know because Snapchat won't publicly say. There are guesses, though, of anywhere between 100 to 200 million current users. The key is that the audience is thought to be young, millennials, teens.
There is scarcity of companies and options out there that have audiences as large as someone like a Snapchat.
So Ask says it's a seller's market. Investors are buying into those few companies that do have large audiences and coveted demographics, just in case some of them actually figure out how to make money.
Well, Snapchat has figured out a monetization model.
And that's the second thing that's changed, says Brian Solis of Altimeter Group. Snapchat is now selling ads and has content channels with news and entertainment.
They understand the psychology of teenage engagement and communication.
But Paul Kodrosky isn't buying any of this.
Were I to be a Snapchat shareholder, I would be very happy selling to the people who are buying at $19 billion.
Kodrosky is a technology equity analyst and an investor through his firm SK Ventures.
People forget, but Snapchat is really only a 3.5-year-old company that's risen, you know, very, very quickly on the back of teens largely moving away from some of the more orthodox social media services like Facebook, for example.
And when parents follow those teens to Snapchat like they did to Facebook, Kodrosky says, what's to say those teens won't move on once again? In New York, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.